Hello, vibrant viewers, and welcome to another informative edition of Healthy Living featuring the first of a two-part interview with Bertharian personal fitness trainer Jericho Sunfire on how a raw vegan or fruitarian diet conditions our body for peak athletic performance. After years of being a fruitarian, or one who only eats fruits, nuts, and seeds, and then a liquidarian, or a consumer of only liquids or juices, Jericho, a former player for the Oldham Rugby League Football Club and London Crusaders in the UK, made the transition to breatharianism, where one lives solely on the cosmic energy.
As a breatharian, my personal belief is that your body creates the energy. And I believe if you have that belief system, then your body will adapt. Your body will create what you need in order for you to do the work you've got to do.
Jericho strives to raise public awareness of the powerful and a substantial foodless or inedient lifestyle and of diets that respect all living beings. As a personal fitness trainer, he goes to great lengths to dispel the myth that consuming animal products is needed for top athletic performance.
You being a breatharian, why do you want to show people how to go fruitarian?
Because I've been through all the myths. I can understand what aspiring fruitarians, aspiring raw vegans go through. I know the obstacles they face. I know how to overcome them. So for me, it's a part of giving something back.
Raw veganism is an exceptionally healthy way of eating. Such a diet consists of unprocessed, plant-based foods, often organically grown, and excludes all animal-derived products. Raw vegans avoid heating food above 46 degrees Celsius because they wish to retain its enzymes and thus obtain maximum nutritional benefit.
If you really are serious about making a change to your health and living an optimum life of fitness and longevity, go fruitarian, go vegan. At least 80-70% fruitarian, raw vegan.
And what effect does cooked food actually have on the system, on the body?
It dehydrates your body, it drains your resources. They say it takes 90% of your body's energy to digest food that you put in your mouth. It drains nutrients in your bones. Your body will use anything it can from anywhere in your body to do something with what you put in your body. And probably the reason why you're putting it in your mouth in the first place is due to taste, not because it's nutrition. Your body doesn't know anything about nutrition in a pizza, in ice cream. All your brain knows now is taste. This tastes good, I want it again. There's plenty of studies, evidence, that a lot of the processed fast foods and stuff like that have the same addictive effect as hard drugs. When you eat cooked, processed foods, the body sends out its army, its immune system, the white blood cells, to combat it, to fight it. So that should tell you something right there. It doesn't do it with raw foods, but with cooked, processed foods, especially your flours, your pastas, your dairy products and stuff like that, and your really processed fried foods and meat. It's incredible. Your body knows to do this. Because it knows it's wrong, it knows it's in danger, it knows it's a poison to the body.
The majority of natural foods, such as fruit and vegetables, are alkaline, while most processed foodstuffs are acidic. Meat and dairy products are highly acid-forming foods that deplete the immune system and cause cancer and other diseases. Globally, millions of people die each year from the accumulated effects of eating diets high in animal protein. The liver, pancreas, kidneys, and intestines are destroyed when protein consumption is too great. In fact, the number one cause of death in the USA, heart disease, is deeply connected to a diet of meat, dairy, and eggs.
It's the acidity, and some people would say it's the karma, the spiritual aspect. If you're going to put an animal down, or if you're going to slit an animal's throat in order to eat it, there's stress involved, and animals know, and you create the fear, the adrenalines, the stress in that animal, and then you go and eat that animal. You're eating that stress and that fear.
Are all fruits created equal with the same amount of life energy within them? Jericho provides his perspective.
They're stored in freezers, transported in trucks, in boxes, for long periods of time, long journeys, maybe to other countries. Depends on when they were picked, how they were grown, how they were watered, all that sort of stuff. The best way to get your fruits really and truly is to grow them yourself, organic, eat local, seasonal, what's in your local area. Support your organic farmers, support your local farmers, because the fruits you get from the store, they will still be of benefit to you simply because they're not cooked or processed. So either way, they're going to be of benefit. But to get optimum benefit, grow your own.
When we come back, Jericho Sunfire will share more helpful information about the raw vegan and fruitarian lifestyles. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Once we get off that cooked food system, so once you keep seeing yourself as you truly are, then your vision of what is true gets clearer.
Welcome back to today's Healthy Living featuring Jericho Sunfire, a breatharian personal fitness trainer who is speaking about how practicing raw veganism or fruitarianism creates lifelong vitality and is perfect for athletes. What are some of the challenges that an aspiring fruitarian athlete might expect to undergo?
And would they initially see some weight loss and muscle loss when they go on a fruitarian diet?
It's part of the process, because the body, when the body's cleansing, it doesn't know anything about competitions. It doesn't know anything about being an athlete. It doesn't know anything about winning races, lifting the heaviest. When it's in cleansing mode, it's going to cleanse. When you go fruitarian, the initial stage of detox, your body's going to want to get rid of excess water, fats, and you're not basically losing muscle per se, but you're losing the water that you retain to neutralize the acid that is a result of eating cooked foods. Because when you eat cooked foods, the waste becomes acidic. So the body retains more water. That's why bodybuilders, they eat all the junk, all the meat, they get toxic, so they drink more water. Or have you heard the impression of bodybuilders looking swole? Well, that's what happens, they inflame. So once athletes stop ingesting what's making them toxic in the first place, there's no need to retain the water. So that's what they lose, the appearance of weight. They're not actually losing muscle, because once they lose the appearance of weight or the water and excess fat, they'll actually realize that what they had wasn't really muscle in the first place.
Okay. And what fruits would you recommend people to put on weight and gain weight?
Well, in my experience, there is no fruits, unless you're going to abuse yourself, overeat drastically on fruits, on fats, on raw gourmet foods too. Poorly combined foods. That's another trick that some people use to combat the whole weight loss thing. Because unfortunately, some people are still of the mindset that they still need to look buff. They still need to look masculine, athletic. It's a very hard thing when you go fruitarian, whether you're an athlete or not, to deal with the whole weight loss, because image-wise, our whole self-esteem is based on our image, you know? So as a former rugby league player myself, I was pretty masculine, and I went through the same thing. People that knew me before would comment on how much weight I've lost, you know, and I need to get some real food down my neck. So it's a hard thing to deal with, but it's a process that if you have dedication and commitment, and if you have maybe a mentor that's experienced enough to guide you through, you will make it.
And will their weight stabilize as they go on with the fruitarian diet?
Most definitely. And it's a slow process, but the cleaner you get, the more you stabilize for sure.
And what fruits would you say would be good for building muscle?
There are no fruits for building muscle. I don't believe in building muscle. It's one of the things that sets me apart from other personal trainers, because I believe you tone muscle. With my experience, I've learned that Most of what people have is excess fat, water, and inflammation. And once all that goes, people will realize that, you know what, it wasn't really muscle. You were just well-toned.
And can they still train while they're detoxing?
Depends on the particular person's history, the particular person's attitude, mental fitness, and commitment.
So the body has less to actually work to detox on the fruitarian diet, is that true?
It varies from person to person, depending on their past history and eating habits. Medical history too, especially for those that have been on medication in their past, have been alcoholics, drug abusers, they are likely to have a very intense time. In the initial stages, the floodgates will open and the body will want to get rid of everything at once. So that's where cleansing comes in, to open up the channels of elimination to help you with the purging process. Because you need to get all the toxins out, all the acidity out.
Once they're on the fruitarian diet, will they see an improvement in energy, in stamina, in performance?
Oh, it'll be outstanding. Tremendous. No. Tremendous. Once you've been through your initial detox, you can turn up the intensity. You'll find that your endurance improves leaps and bounds. If you're a strength and conditioning person, you'll find that you're stronger, you're sharper, you're clearer.
Our appreciation, Jericho Sunfire, for sharing what you've learned from your years on the fruitarian path and informing us on how raw veganism and fruitarianism prepare our body for top-level physical conditioning. For more details on Jericho Sunfire, please visit www.youtube.com/user/Mr. Jericho Sunfire. Compassionate viewers, thank you for your presence today on our program. Join us again next Monday on Healthy Living when Jericho Sunfire will speak more about smart eating and teach some simple and effective exercises to help get us physically fit. Coming up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May we all quickly awaken and adopt animal-free diets to save our world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.